Hello, I'm Chris Miller. I'm with Innovation Focus, and I'm a past president of the Product Development and Management Association and a regular contributor to the New Products Conference of Prepared Foods Magazine. Delighted to be included in this series, and my topic today is one that I see as being particularly important to both the product development community as a whole and to the themes that I heard at the Prepared Foods Conference this year in 2007. The theme is one that I would call innovation insanity being replaced by innovation humanity. I think it's easy to see if you pick up any newspaper or magazine that there's this kind of an insane world out there of multitasking, hyper-communicating, globalization, and Googleization. One gets a sense of intense activity and perhaps a lack of opportunity to just sit and think. Yahoo, one of my clients, talks about getting to a point where the amount of information stored, or human knowledge, doubling every 17 days. Now, how can that be? How can we possibly keep up with that? Phone mail, email, regular mail. All of those kinds of things are happening, IMing, and we all seem to be managing it, but to lesser or greater degrees of difficulty. At the same time, if one listened to the themes that I heard at both of these two conferences within a couple of weeks of each other, we could hear themes of thoughtfulness, forgiveness, passion, taking time, listening harder. All of these things were interesting. Maybe getting more taste for fewer calories, going further with less gas. There's a lot of this how to approach life in a more manageable, lower key level. And there was a sense of humanity. The last 20 years, the new product community has been caught up in this, let's make it cheaper, let's make it better, faster. Cheaper, better, faster. And obviously, that's driven many of us to perform things that couldn't be done otherwise. But at the same time, I get a sense that there is a growing and very compelling argument for getting better while we get real and get important. The message that was coming through was, particularly at the Prepared Foods Conference, was one of humanity and a focus on responsibility for the end user and helping them make the decisions that would be best for them. I might call this a statement of unconditional positive regard if I could quote Carl Rogers from the 50s, who said that, "I can't make my patients better." He was a psychiatrist. "I can't make my patients better. I can only help them make themselves better." And I think we're at the same point with people and food. We can't make them better. We can't make people healthy. We can't force them to make good food choices. But we can certainly bring them to the point where they can see that good choices do exist. And I think that's an exciting place. There are parallels for this getting better while getting real and getting important from the broader product development community. In fact, the research is coming in very powerfully that companies that do fewer projects, that launch fewer products, actually outperform companies that do more. Now, that doesn't mean that they have fewer successes. They actually have more successes. That doesn't mean that they spend less on product development or have fewer people assigned to it. What it means is that they will do 4 projects in the time that you and I might do 10. That means that they'll have 1.3 product launches when you and I might have 1.7. Their success rate is that much higher. And how are they doing it? They're doing it by taking time and putting more against less. And again, this seems to be a situation where they are getting real with their stockholders about what is important, what direction the stockholder wants to take the company, getting real with management. Where do we want to guide this organization? What is our strategy for growth? What kind of products will help lead this company into the future? And, of course, making sure that we spend our time with consumers before, during, and after the product development process so that consumers really get products that are important to them. This kind of a negotiated solution seems to be what I would call a more humane response to the better, cheaper, faster experience of the 80s and 90s. It's more humane, and my hope is that it's going to replace the world that we've experienced, which was just a bit too insane. I'm Chris Miller for the Prepared Foods Magazine. Have a great day.